Keep it hard.
Sorry,
keep it
I know
hard.
I promised I wouldn't eat on the mic anymore, but we got to start this one hot. I'm doing a, before it's too late and we miss doing the other sister bit.
Uh-huh. You want to do it?
A retarded black lady. Also played by Juliette Lewis. In
Wait, I thought that was Rosie O'Donnell. Wasn't she
no,
the other?
No, that's riding.
That's riding with my sister.
Oh,
everything is
that.
Sisters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she could
the,
be.
How about the other sister act?
That's
okay.
Retarded black nun.
I just want to work in the church. I just want to be allowed inside the church. Why don't they let my ass in the church?
I love this church that's not letting disabled people in.
Well, not allowing them to be nuns, obviously.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you need a certain level.
It was a different kind of segregation they used to have back in the 60s. Oh. They used to, retarded people had their own section of...
Church?
GameStop.
Oh, GameStop. Whoa. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. That's fucked up, dude.
What were the games? Like jacks and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, yeah.
It just sounds retarded.
It really does.
It's a great game.
Yeah. It's like what a retarded person would think Donkey Kong's called.
Yeah. Yeah. Just them... running their finger over every word in Donkey Kong. Banjo Kazooie. Like, very good, Banjo. The game is also named after you. Our last name is Smith, but he's retarded. So we changed it to Kazooie for him.
He was Waterboy. They gave him a jersey that said Kazooie on the back.
Who would be their Malcolm X or their Rosa Parks?
Malcolm Kazooie.
Malcolm Kazooie, of course. Yeah.
X is my not retarded name.
Oh, fuck. Welcome to Come Town, everyone. We got a special motherfucking guest.
Shit.
You want to say hello?
Hey, guys.
Large
Evan
Nuts
here.
Evans. And Large Nuts Evans.
Large Nuts Evans?
Yeah.
Evans.
Evans. Yeah, yeah.
The way
yeah,
black,
like
a black
Billy
person.
The way, yeah.
My man's Evans.
And I got to say, Adam, we were talking about this off mic.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel good to do a podcast with a jacked guy?
I feel so safe.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Someone who's actually strong.
Being around a real bodybuilder.
Yeah, it feels good.
Nick has muscles.
I feel that. Evan's in great shape.
Stop eating.
Stop eating.
Get mad.
Stop eating.
By the time I finish this bag of
no, do not
eating
eat
dry peanut granola.
Put that away, man.
Jack, once I've eaten all the granola.
All of our like weird autistic ASMR kind of fans hate when we eat on mic. So.
No, it's regular people that don't like the sound of like.
It's a bad
smacking.
Sound. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah. Well, I think
I immediately hate the person
guys.
Who's
this
doing
this podcast
it.
Is brought to you by Kind Healthy Grains 10-gram protein. Peanut butter whole grain clusters. And if you don't like the sound of eating on mic, why don't you go out and grab yourself a bag of this kind?
It's quite nice.
See if you can't get through the work day without eating an entire bag of granola in That's 15 minutes.
The work hour.
Yeah, let's see how many...
stop eating.
Christ.
You
the
filled
next
your mouth completely.
That they release is going to say, as
five...
mentioned on Cumtown.
Five servings per container, so...
Mm, how many calories in a container?
You're about to eat 1,200 calories.
Yeah, so I'm on a bulking diet.
Yeah, yeah.
Is granola good for you?
No.
No, it's
no,
candy,
right?
It's candy.
Remember when we thought it was like really good for
it's
us?
Never.
Is it just
marketing?
Me?
It's big granola.
It's
yeah.
You
yeah.
think
yeah.
it's good for
yeah.
you in the same way that like fucking a girl with a hairy pussy is good for you?
It is.
It's
like,
feminist.
That's pretty
no, no,
good
it's feminist.
For you.
There's yeah, no yeah. way she has.
No, if you fuck a girl with a hairy pussy, you're a good person.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean.
She goes hiking. There's no way she has HIV.
Yeah.
All the mites from the
yeah yeah.
She's going hiking to
the
think about her
flora.
HIV on top of a mountain. She to think about her
it.
Bad decisions.
Yeah. She probably will accuse you of the R word.
Yeah, that's true.
Of kazooing her?
Yeah.
yes, well...
So we're recording this a little bit early because of Mother's Day.
Yeah, because right. Stav has to go out of town for 4 days.
To be
have
fed.
Sex with his mom.
To be yeah.
We have tantric sting style sex.
Sting
I put
style.
On Desert Rose and I just eat yeah, my mom's yeah, pussy yeah, for 4 days. Yeah. Yeah, I put on sting makeup and put on Desert Rose yeah. just to cover all my bases. I'm not
I'm
sure which
gay,
sting it is.
I'm gay. I'm gay. I'm gay.
I saw.
I'm gay. I'm gay. No, that's a good one.
I saw a cool black teenager wearing an NWO red and black T-shirt.
Of course.
And
Wolfpack.
I was like, Wolfpack. I was like, damn, dude, I'm really jealous of that.
Actually,
yeah.
that woo.
What does that stand for? Otitude? When they, Huh? NWO?
Yeah. Yeah, New World, New World
Odie. No, say the N-word. You have to say it.
It stands for Odie. It's,
I'll say it,
it's,
dude.
It's black guys that love Odie from Garfield.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I feel like Odie was on a lot of, like, you remember when like they had the Looney Tunes like dressed like thugs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Tweety Bird with like sagging
Tweety Bird
pants
was the king.
So, yeah, Tweety yeah. Bird
Tweety
was,
Bird
the
was
king
a, always on those
of
shit,
trashy
dude.
White girls yeah. that dated black guys.
I never 100%. Knew Tweety was a girl. Was yeah. a boy.
No, Tweety's a girl.
Tweety's a boy.
I think it's a boy.
Tweety is not a girl.
I always thought it was a girl.
Sylvester's a girl. Tweety is a girl.
Tweety's a boy. Sylvester's transitioning into a
I actually, you know what? I thought Tweety was a boy.
I think Tweety's a boy.
They all said it was a girl.
No, Tweety's a boy. I always thought Tweety was a girl because it was yellow.
Me too. Yellow and it talked high pitched.
Yeah.
High pitched.
I always assumed it was a boy.
It's a boy. Tweety's a boy.
Tweety is a boy.
Weird if a cat, if a man was trying to kill a woman.
Whatever. Yeah,
Tweety's actually genderqueer.
Whatever. I'd fuck her.
Either yeah,
way.
I would fuck Tweety. Yeah. I would fuck Tweety.
Tweety's
yeah.
Timmy Thick.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd definitely.
Timmy Thick yeah. is a Harvard.
But the little guy idea. Is real, isn't he?
There is that's a, fucked up.
There is a
for
fat
his class
Puerto
at Harvard.
Rican.
He had to find some like little fat Puerto Rican.
You know
Rican
that's
boy.
Not true. That's just something Timmy Thick said on Instagram. People are like, it was a Harvard experiment. What is
was
the,
it true?
No, of course not.
I don't
what,
think it is.
What Harvard experiment is that?
They've done a lot of
what
experiments.
What
experiments
there's a little white boy with like a very thick ass.
Really
he might be
ass.
Gay white boy.
Have you yeah. seen Timmy Thick?
No.
Oh,
no, he
dude.
Looks good.
Hold on.
No,
it's, a,
man.
It's a little white boy with a thick ass that posts Instagram photos of him trying on like Victoria's Secret clothes.
Yeah.
And he's got like a
and
woman's body.
Lip syncing yeah. to what? Nicki Minaj.
And yeah, and big lips. So it like it confuses people mm-hmm. with their, you know, sexuality or whatever.
They're like,
and he went on Instagram and talked about
like, he was like,
Harvard
he was like, he was like, hey, everybody, Timmy Thick has been a Harvard experiment. Thank you for your time. And then people were like, wow, this was a social experiment.
Oh, it wasn't.
Of course it wasn't. What the fuck kind of social yeah. experiment?
Wait, guess what? Guess what the website that broke the news that it wasn't a Harvard experiment was?
Heavy.com?
Babe.com.
Yeah.
They got their second exclusive.
Did they talk about how good Timmy is at fucking?
No,
Timmy actually fucked
it
his
says
niece,
that,
I'm sorry.
It says that Timmy did the claw. Look.
yeah. No, Timmy gets the claw done upon him, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's this little boy.
That's
that.
So fucked up.
Timmy's
it's
got the
cool.
yeeks, dude.
Don't you think it's cool?
I don't know. I really think
it's so strange.
Vape.com has really declined in quality that. Since they... moved away from their original goal nipples. Of discussing the movie about the pig.
Yeah.
And it's sequeled.
It was 4.5 years of just Babe programming.
Oh, I just found out that incels were there was this ugly Canadian lesbian woman that couldn't get laid that started a support group in 1997 for online, like for other and then she's like, I want to find a name that's like nice for them. So she came up with involuntary celibate. And then she left the support group and then it grew into
really?
What it became. Yeah.
It was an ugly lesbian that started.
Yeah,
itself?
She just wanted it. She was like, yeah, no one's entitled to sex, but everyone's entitled to love. So I just wanted people to support each other
and
that
look
couldn't have
so
sex.
I'm entitled to sex.
yeah.
She like started.
I'm absolutely entitled to sex.
No, you're. Oh, I also
I don't care
found
what that
out.
Fucking bitch said.
I found out what you are. Nick is something called gym cell, which is guys that are into the gym but not into having sex.
No, that's not what gym. That means
that's
are you asexual? You don't like fucking?
Gym cell.
Well,
cell usually implies
he does fuck.
Cell usually implies incel, and then whatever the prefix is.
Yeah.
So gym cell just means gym incel. So that would say
right.
Someone is so autistic they go to the gym all the time and they can't
and
fuck because they don't have any social skills.
Well, I thought it's that you replace gym with fucking.
No. Not from my understanding.
That's Felix cell.
Felix
when you're
cell.
Replace
Felix is gym cell, probably.
Yeah, that's what,
Felix
yeah.
is somewhere in that.
He's
spectrum.
On the spectrum. He's on the gym cell spectrum.
Adam, you're frame cell.
What is that?
That's when you have like a womanly frame.
Well, that
and
gets me.
And
laid.
You let men
no,
fuck you.
That
ass.
Is my secret. Is that I'm not overly intimidating.
Yeah. Is that a secret?
yeah.
The Sherlock Holmes.
I've been working on it for a long time, dude. I was too cool. I was like,
it's time to reveal.
Yeah, I'm
I was kind of like alpha, and I had to tune it down a little.
Honestly,
bit.
I wish we had spent more time on the other system.
I'm gay cell.
Let's try. Yeah, gay cell.
I mean, you rushed this to start so that we could really get into that.
Yeah, I know. Let's get back into it. I was there was going to be more happening with the other system act. I thought that was prime territory for.
I've never seen the other sister, man. So I don't. Yeah, this is like you just got so.
Yeah, Evan only watches monster movies.
That's a monster movie. She's a monster that they have to deal with.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a monster that eats your retirement.
Is Rosie O'Donnell?
That's riding the bus with my sister.
Shut up. The Babadook, and it's about a brother they keep in the basement named Babadook. His real name's Brendan, but he can't say it.
Yeah.
What about the Crash Bandicoot?
Me Babadook.
The Crash Babadook.
There you go.
Super retarded guy playing Crash Bandicoot.
A Bandicoot. Yeah.
How about Smash Bandicoot? It's about a bandicoot that gets pussy.
Oh, I love
that. I love it.
It's a little floating tiki mask.
The Ooga Booga.
It's a pussy, yeah.
That's how I describe Adam. He's just a bandicoot that gets pussy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'm gay, so I'm gay, but I'm celibate with men.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
How about Crash Bandicoot? And it's about how it's okay to be racist because everybody is.
It's such a bad movie.
Oh, the movie Crash. Yeah.
Crash sucked the most dick of all time.
Yeah, can we all admit it now?
Worst movie to win the Oscar? Is that
Academy Award winner, Crash.
We've talked about this. I think
Driving Miss Daisy was probably a better movie.
Yeah. Does Morgan Freeman fuck the old lady?
Yeah, that's why they won.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd fucks Morgan Freeman.
Is Dan Aykroyd in that?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's his mom that gets driven.
Oh.
I think.
He plays a strong black man, a bull.
No,
yeah. he drives.
Morgan Freeman's a slave in the movies.
Yeah,
the South had slavery until 1971.
The South had interns.
He's a slave. Yeah. He's a slave in a Camaro.
Yeah.
What kind of car did she drive?
It was like a Cadillac, I think.
It was a Rolls. Was it not a Rolls?
Yeah, it was a big old
big old fucking nice old thing.
What's the nicest car you've ever been inside of?
I've been in a Rolls Royce Phantom.
Oh, that's right. When you had to...
Oh, shit, fam. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
No, you said Phantom.
Right? Oh, I thought you said fam.
No.
Phantoms have suicide doors.
That's how
doors?
Nick talks now that he's made a little money.
Yeah, they say fam.
Yeah, I've been in a Rolls Royce fam.
Wait, so why were you in one?
I did like a PA job and they rented one for the shoot and I had to sit in it and floor it so that they could run out the gas and bring it into the stage.
Wow, that must have given you a boner.
I don't know if it gave me a boner. I don't really give a shit about Rolls Royces. They're just expensive.
No, they look cool.
They're just expensive.
They're very comfortable to sit in, right?
There's a guy with a Phantom that just parks it in Bed-Stuy. On the street.
That guy's got to be
a
drug.
It's like a fucking $500,000 car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is he just the most jacked dude ever?
He's just threatening
There's no way that
inviting
guy...
Inviting you to fight him?
Doesn't sell all the drugs.
Yeah, dude.
I think
that's kind of cool.
I think he's a doctor.
I like Bentleys, though.
Yeah.
They're like newer Bentleys.
Yeah.
I like them a lot.
Those are still expensive. Not as expensive, but...
Didn't they come out with those... Were they Buicks or something that looked
the
like Bentleys?
The Fentleys. It was the Chrysler
300. Chryslers. Yeah, Chryslers.
They looked like...
And Dr. Dre was in the commercials...
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. They tried to market it to the urban sort of middle class.
Yeah.
Upper middle class.
Korean manufacturers do that a lot. Like, there's a whole year, I think it was like 2005 or whatever, where like every Hyundai was like, that one's clearly a BMW. There's
like a Bentley looking Hyundai.
It's even called something else.
They're not called Hyundai.
There's like
Hyundais.
A different emblem.
Yeah.
The Genesis cars?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like
I'll
that.
I'll buy those.
I would get a fake.
I saw one on Lexus.
Yeah, dude. I recently bought fake Ray-Bans on accident. I thought that it was the greatest deal of all time. It was like $10. Yeah, dude, seriously. My buddy posted an Instagram post.
You're a fucking
And I
idiot.
Was like, I didn't know this dude liked fucking Ray-Bans so much. And I went on and I immediately bought two. And then I was like, the second I pressed... buy and got the receipt, I was like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
It's just dumbest. I just gave all of my information.
Yeah.
It was also like the first time ever that I said, remember this password. I did all of that stuff. And then I was just like, oh, they're going to steal everything.
You gave your wife's birthday.
Yeah. My mom's maiden name, my social security number. And they didn't rip me off, though. I mean, they ripped me off. But, they sent me bad glasses.
They sent you them.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's nice of them.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's parents just bought a Lexus off of Craigslist, and they found out today it was stolen.
So. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Do they have to give it back?
I don't know. He's like,
it's not me, dude. I go Lambos only.
Yeah. Exotics.
Like yeah. Yeah. I drive nothing but, you know, Lambos, fucking...
When
Ferraris.
Was that when we saw that guy? He had that,
a green Pontiac
second car. That's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fucking Ferraris. Yeah,
that's my lifestyle. You know?
Dude, I hear you, man.
The three of us were
that.
With Brandon, right? And we saw that guy with the chromed out Lambo.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like a 14-year-old driver. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are fake Lambos. There's like in Suicide Squad.
West Village. I'm pretty sure he had a real Lambo.
Oh, that's real. That is real. And that, like, the Lambo in Suicide Squad isn't a real Lambo. There's this company in Miami that they do these things called
West Coast Customs.
Fagos, I think.
That's a
and they
soda.
Take a they take an Infiniti frame and they
and
put
they
a Lambo shell
yeah.
on it. Yeah,
they cover it with a bunch of
with a bunch of ICP soda? Face makeup.
Yeah. ICP
Lambo. Yep. Hell yeah, dude.
There's a dirty ass bitch with pink dreads in there you can fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should feel fine. Well,
a lot of companies make like kit cars and shit.
Right.
You just
yeah.
Get whatever chassis, and then you put fiberglass body over top of it.
I want that lime green Pontiac Sunfire, brother.
Hell yeah.
It was in a used car lot in Baltimore, and I would drive by it every day at school, going to school, and I was like, when I turn 16. I'm getting that fucking car.
Hell yeah. Get laid by everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck every teacher.
I would fuck every teacher.
Every teacher would fuck me immediately.
Oh, my God, yeah. If you could fuck the hottest teacher at your high school, but then you'd also have to fuck the ugliest teacher at your high school, would you do
like
it?
Female teachers or ugliest?
Ugly teachers can be ugly.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, so the hottest one you've ever wanted to fuck, you get to fuck her, but then you also have to fuck the ugliest one.
Missing an eye. And
There was one woman who had the biggest ass, and not in like...
Yeah.
This is hot. She's got a big ass weight. Like, she had a bigger ass than Randolin
a gland issue.
It was fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she had like a very short upper body. Her upper body was maybe like like a fucking foot and a half.
It was a midget.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And she had short ass little T-Rex arms. And she's like,
he's
a
just
fat
describing
black
lady. A little person.
No. But she
so
was,
I've never
bro,
seen a little
she was
person
like 5'4". Like,
oh, wow.
Her
that's
upper
crazy.
Body was small as shit. And she was fat as shit.
She's like
too.
Peter Dinklage in Infinity War. Where
and
they
then
made
her
them all
ass
big.
Was just enormous. Like, like you could sit a fucking. Like a fucking two laptops, one on each cheek. I'm not even fucking kidding. And she was like a fat old black lady, and she had like a little fucking fade, like a little fro fade. It was horrific stuff. And so I guess I would fuck her though to fuck Miss Warner from middle school.
I had a teacher that had gastric bypass, and her name was Mrs. Hare. And her her first name was Kitty Hare, so we used to call her Pussy Hare.
Wow.
And she got gastric bypass, and then she had these like bat wings. Like,
oh no!
Her flaps were
she was like
so
one of those squirrels,
disgusting.
Yeah, flying squirrels,
like a sugar glider. Yeah, she looked fucking gross. And then thankfully she got fat again because the stretched out skin, the gastric bypass did not work.
I would bore with all this body shaming of women that did the brave job of teaching mongrels.
Shut the fuck
you mean
up.
Losers.
You fucking mongrels.
Yeah, Nick, you're definitely.
I'm
really
sure you were very
nice
respectful to all your teachers.
Yeah. Dude, I would put Mrs. Hare's flaps together and fuck them. to fuck my Mrs. Smith.
Oh,
Mrs.
Yeah.
Smith was so fucking hot. I would fuck your worst teacher to fuck my best teacher.
Wow. What was her, what was Miss Smith about?
She was just about everything Southern Belle was her, you know?
Yes. Oh, that's right. You're a little Southern
like,
boy.
Try to bring everybody into lunch with a triangle on the
porch. Yeah,
dinner bell.
The pussy's ready, everybody.
Pussy's on.
Pussy's hot. Just get it.
Ding, ding,
it cools down, baby.
It's just a bunch of like men running in, but then also like a basset hound. She also fucks. Oh, Albert.
Do we had a fucking basset hound
Albert,
in my
where you been all afternoon? Why come you smell like pussy again? Oh, Albert, you better not been fucking that white teacher over on the other side of town again. That triangle ain't for you, Albert.
It was a touching story of ending segregation by fucking a dog.
Yeah. That'd be a fun movie.
That'd be great.
They do a DNA test and they're like, this is white pussy on this basset hound's lips.
One of those like Southern like period piece movies they make every couple of years where all the white actors are like, okay, we're going to need you to say the N-word. They're like, got it. I'm on board.
Yeah.
They're just so excited to say the N-word. Mm-hmm. The Jackie Robinson movie was obscene.
I didn't see it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it either, man.
Well, it's just, 42? You know, I mean, it's like, people were racist back then, sure, but like, they shoot those movies in a way where people were like waking up like, I can't wait to be racist today. Yeah.
Saliva coming out of their mouth when I say it.
Yeah, it seemed like in Django, Leo was having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, but Django is like, it's supposed to be over
the
top.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
I
saw Django at a black theater, and everyone thought it was so funny when Leo used the N-word. It was like, everyone was like, every time he used the N-word, everyone was laughing.
I also thought it was really funny when you walked into the theater. In fact, they were just laughing at you the entire time.
No, I don't think they were. I think that they thought that it was.
I just asked them. I just texted them. Yeah, they just said that was what they were doing. They're like, oh, that, you know that gay-ass white boy from three years ago, or whatever, Gallery Place, Metro.
In D.C.?
And I was like, and I just text him, yeah, I do. And they were like, LOL, he gay.
It's such a quick combo.
We tweeted a million times, just SpongeBob, like, having a heart attack. And it's like, when you see that little gay-ass white boy Gallery Place movie theater.
That movie theater is where the gay gang used to hang out in D.C. Check it.
Oh, nice.
That gang that used to, like,
the Friedland gang.
No. I was never
the Adam Boys.
Just walk in snapping. Ow, it's hurting my fingers. All this snapping is hurting my delicate fingertips.
You can if you snap too much.
My fingertips are only built for typing in gaysex.com and then enter.
Listen, my fingers have hurt really bad after.
Quick, put them in this restorative jar of cum.
It's so good. Yeah, like Lazarus pit for
getting out. Like how barbers have the blue shit.
Yeah, barbers all. Yeah.
You put cum. You guys are just. Oh,
it's been a long day. Oh God, yeah. No, but those gay kids in Cheka used to fight, fucking crazy fights. Like there was like hundreds of kids like brawling on the other side of the subway platform. There's a documentary that came out about them.
Yeah, the gays in New York.
No, the gays of DC, yeah. No, but apparently Louis, I actually like bought it and distributed it because he saw it at a film festival.
And he asked all those gay kids to jerk if he could jerk off of them.
He was. Like, they were like, "Yeah, that's fine. That's great." Yeah. That's they're like, "Hell dope. Yeah, yeah. That's tight."
I was gonna ask for pay for this, but never mind.
How long do you think it's gonna be before it's okay for Louis to jack off in front of people?
A couple months.
Yeah. I think he's 3 months away. Yeah, he's hanging out at the Cellar apparently again. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that, but not performing. Yeah,
that's what I heard.
That's the
what
word.
Your source is on the ground.
Well, you got it. What you wanted, women? A couple of months of silence.
Congratulations.
You happy now?
Nazis.
We'll do it again in 1,000 years. Yeah.
We learned our lesson.
Yeah.
There was a rumor that was turned out to be apocryphal. About a gay gang in Baltimore called the Pink Stars that would rape straight
men.
Hang
on a second. Do you know what apocryphal means?
Yes. I do, bitch. I use it correctly. Suck my fucking dick.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, huh?
No, you didn't.
Apocryphal. It's fucking fake. It's like a urban legend.
That's not what apocryphal means.
Yes, it is, bitch.
No, it's not.
100%. Yes, it is.
I'm dumber than this conversation. Adam, I'm excited to be watching.
I'm going to look it up.
Look up what apocryphal is.
It's something of dubious origin.
Yeah, that's what the fuck. That's exactly what it means, bitch.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, I did.
No.
A rumor that's apocryphal. That is exactly of dubious motherfucking origin.
No, that's a lie.
Fake,
you heard.
Yeah, that's what a fucking rumor is.
No,
bitch.
You heard a lie.
That's an urban fucking legend. Suck me off.
It's not an urban.
Don't
legend.
Try and get it's me with apocryphal. Doubt,
no, he used it right.
Thank you.
Of doubtful authenticity.
Oh,
yeah. So it's a rumor.
Thank you.
That's not.
It's 100% correct. You will not fucking bring me down here.
I will. I will.
Absolutely not. 100%. No,
dude, come down.
Don't make me get my strong friend Evan to beat you up, dude.
Yeah,
dude,
Evan's not gonna beat me up.
Yeah, he might.
Evan agrees with me that you use the word incorrectly.
No,
he doesn't know
that
word.
Well, let me put it this way. You may not have used the word incorrectly, but you definitely were overreaching using that word.
Not at all. It was
out of character for you?
It was perfect.
Nick doesn't think
he
deserved to use a big word like that.
It was out of character.
That's the thing about me, baby, is you never know what the fuck to expect vocabulary-wise. Sometimes I don't know how to use simple-ass words, but sometimes I know what the fuck apocryphal
is. Hit us with another one.
No, I don't feel... I'm not a fucking
monkey. Bibliography.
Bibliography, yeah. ass. Works cited.
You can't
table
blame
of
people.
Contents. Big ass words like that. I know how to use them.
Like table of contents. You can't blame people for like not believing you when the word comes through a space in your tooth.
Yeah, it's true.
You're missing
apocryphal
your front
is never,
tooth.
Yeah, it's never meant to be whispered I mean? Through the whole a gap from your most prominent tooth.
The most prominent tooth.
Anyway, the pink stars.
Can you do any tricks with that hole yet?
No. I could. I guess I could squirt a bunch of liquids out of it, but...
Yeah.
You should start eating Slim Jims with your teeth closed.
That'd be
pretty smile
funny.
At people and slide a Slim Jim in there.
Just put, like, from the side so they don't get fucking freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
maybe
you earn some quarters on the train.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, the pink stars. People said
what
straight guys.
People
said straight guys were getting raped.
Oh, the sisters.
Yeah. The other sisters.
The first time I saw Andy, I knew he was going to get raped by those retarded. Andy came into Shawshank. Terrified of those retarded brothers. Going to rape him eventually.
They try to lure him in. They're like, we got a bunch of Twizzlers in here.
The helmets. The crooked helmets. The gayest retarded gang. The pink helmets.
I like that they're the pink helmets. That's good. Yeah. I like that they're the gayest retarded gang. They're the much gayer than the other gay retarded gang.
There are many
gang.
Retarded gangs, first of all. Yeah. And this is the gayest of them. There are other gay retarded gangs.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So what is the other sister, man?
Oh, the other sister is Juliette Lewis, and it's this upper middle class family, and they have a retarded daughter. And the other ones go off to college and do normal shit. And the other one, I mean, Juliette Lewis. Stays retarded and ends up dating Giovanni Ribisi, who may be retarded in real life.
He might be.
He's
Scientology. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait,
regular that's a joke in the movie. She's like, I have a boyfriend. Daniel's coming to pick me up tonight. And then the father
comes
like,
on a tricycle.
The father's like, I'm gonna kill this guy. I can't believe this guy's dating my retarded daughter. He's like furious. And then Daniel like rings the doorbell and he opens the door all angry and he's wearing like a dog costume. He's like, hello. He's like,
no.
Oh, he's also retarded.
He is also retarded?
Yeah, he's also retarded.
So it's like Benny and June, but instead of mental illness.
Yeah, it's like Bonnie and Clyde, except they shoplift Skittles.
That's
do they get brutally murdered at the end?
I don't know what happened.
They just slip on candy.
Someone found a couple of months ago
a gobstopper.
That there was
I was confused with Boys
they Don't
Cry.
On gobstoppers.
That's a
trend. They were not retarded.
Yeah, there's not. Well, it's a
you're right.
It's similar.
It's a type of.
It's an identity you can have.
Yeah, man.
In this world,
I identify as retarded.
That would be chills, huh?
There's
that's some pretty sexy.
And we found out that boy that's been fucking our sister is actually a girl who's retarded. Let's go rape her and beat her to death. That's a heavy ass movie.
Damn, is that what happens?
Boys Don't Cry.
No, that sounds fucked up.
Damn.
Yeah, I liked that movie a lot when I was a teenager.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Who's
in
it?
Hilary Swank is the other brother, I guess.
It's a trans
and it's
man.
She's
Chloe Sevigny.
Chloe Sevigny is like the fucking sister, or no? Yeah.
I should remember the poster. I remember the VHS.
Huh?
I think that Chloe Sevigny is her girlfriend.
That's what I mean.
His girlfriend.
That's what
Yeah.
That's a pretty early.
But it's like
trans.
She's got like boys, like homies, and then they find out that. He's got homies, but then they find out he's trans.
No, his friends kill him?
Damn.
That is heavy.
Oh, I remember it being the brothers of the girl.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But
that makes more sense.
But, yeah, it's not an early trans. People forget the trans people have been around. They just didn't start complaining until 2 years ago. So everyone accepted them until they started speaking.
Well, no. At the end of Ace Ventura, everyone started throwing up.
That's hilarious.
Just that
true.
And also, I don't understand the surgery there. Because the surgery was
her dick came out of her ass.
Yeah.
I think it was that she was doing a tuck job.
She was tucking.
She was tucking. But she still got Captain Winky.
Dick in her ass.
Yeah. I thought as a kid, they chopped her dick off and put it in her ass.
Yeah. So she always.
Because she's gay.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's regular gay. In my opinion.
But again, if.
I mean, that's a sexy ass trans woman right there.
That good. Was Who a gorgeous trans woman.
I don't know, like, but I would smash Einhorn, dick or no dick.
Finkel is Einhorn?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and also Finkel was ugly. How the fuck did they do that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't they don't. Know the ugly
magic of movie making.
It's oh, Miami, yeah, best power, best plastic effects. Surgery.
It's like Dr. Miami.
They got some nip tuck.
How about Guyami and it's guys only? Pastels, cocaine, yeah, down on the boardwalk.
Have you seen the Versace show?
No.
It's all about Guyami.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What shows?
The sequel to the O.J. Simpson American Crime Story was about Gianni Versace.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to see that. It was a but
I saw the first three episodes.
I watched the first like half of the first episode.
We watched the first one together and Nick was like,
is this what you do all day? You just watch gay shit?
And then walked out.
Yeah. I got pissed. I had to go leave.
And then you went watch
Call Me By Your Name. I became pissed. No, I got more annoyed that it's like just another true crime show than anything.
Yeah, in the 90s.
Yeah,
kind of
that
thing.
Was annoying me.
Yeah,
it didn't
it's
catch
really
on
good,
at all.
Apparently, according to people that have finished it, and multiple people have told me it's really good.
But it didn't catch on the way. I feel like everyone was talking about OJ.
But people lie.
Solid
you.
4
you don't
months.
Understand. Yeah, everyone around you lies.
No,
you.
I have a lot of people that trust me and that tell me the truth.
Trick you into watching bad
shows. That's not true. That's not true.
That's the best. That's the best thing to do to somebody if you really hate somebody. Somebody, you should just lie to them about good entertainment.
Oh, that's funny.
Because then they're wasting their entire lives. Yeah, but like, I've watched 9 seasons of this, and it's terrible.
It really picks up. Yeah. Season 9.5.
Big Bang Theory becomes, like, actually funny. Dude.
Yeah.
It's like,
but you have to start
like,
from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. You'll get the references and shit if you watch the first 6 seasons. Yeah.
When we were at Hell
I'm
Yes.
I'm telling you, man. Who's the boss? You want to watch every episode.
Yeah.
When we were at Hell Yes, my friend's younger sister was staying with us, and she was just yelping everything and being mad annoying. And she texts Nick a couple weeks after that. She's like, first time in Austin. Just wanted to see if you have any, like, locals, like, recos. And he, like, referred her to
just recos. Sure. Yeah, Dizzy Rooster.
Yeah,
definitely
he referred her to the worst bar in Austin.
That's a fun bit.
The LMFAO bar. Yeah.
Rules.
Yeah.
She like, probably loved it.
There's always like a DJ in there that's a morbidly obese guy in a basketball shirt.
Hell yeah.
A basketball jersey. You know?
Shot.
That's going to be my
shot,
look,
shot,
dude.
Shots. Yeah.
I'm going to start wearing basketball jerseys. Once I get these arms going.
You should start wearing it where your breasts flop out of the sides.
No.
Your big
I should not
breasts.
Do that. No. First of all, my breasts are going to shrink in no time. Yeah. My titties go first. That's the first thing that goes when I lose weight is titties.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love to get the size.
Before the belly?
Oh, the belly will stay, believe me.
Yeah?
The belly ain't going nowhere,
yeah, that's
puppy.
The last place you lose weight. Mm-hmm. Where do you
yeah,
lose
yeah,
lose
you're
weight?
Right. You're right. What's that?
Where do you lose
my
weight
face,
last?
I like, yeah, my face. I lose everything. When people ask me if I'm okay and stuff. Yeah. If I run a mile, people are like, are you all right, man? Like,
your face goes
skeleton.
First.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Skeleton.
You got a svelte
that's
ass
good
face.
For acting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah last place I lose weight is my lower abs.
Yeah, you're right. That is the last place for, like, everybody ever. Yeah.
I'm going to keep the belly.
I get the fucking, my last place is the love handles, dude.
Yeah. That's it. It's love handles go and then the lower abs. Yeah.
I recently got mini love handles.
The thing that sucks too is like when you start gaining weight again, you don't see it because it's behind you.
Yes.
And then you're like sitting down and you're being like softly touched by the chair. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rough, you just got to wear your pants higher. Yeah. So you can't find out.
So Evan does voices. He posted a great video.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Instagram.
Oh, shit.
I saw it. Hold
too,
on.
Yeah.
I have to start cooking my mini potatoes.
Get your potatoes
Jesus
going, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's the diet trick, guys, is you eat miniature potatoes, but then you still have 35 of them as a snack.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a snack every 4.5 hours.
You heard the
suck
potatoes.
My fucking dick. It's 100 calories worth of potatoes. I measured it out perfectly.
Are you using olive oil?
Just a little bit.
A little
there we go.
You tossed it in olive oil.
That's 80 calories of olive oil. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
What's your calorie goal for each day?
1,800.
You're doing 1,800 calories? First of all, that's way too low.
I'm doing it.
I don't ever count. I don't know numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know what my numbers are supposed to be. I just feel it
I
out.
Eat more when I work
what's
out, but on a day like today when I'm not working
Sav
out.
Sav weighs 275 pounds.
267.
He lost some weight, guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lost some weight.
For someone that size, 1,700 calories is too low. 1,800 calories is still too low.
What's the right number? 22?
Yeah, let's put it this way. At like 160 to cut weight, on workout days I was eating 2,300 calories, and on off days I was eating somewhere around like 2,050 or 2,100.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was still losing weight at like a steady clip on that.
All right, I'm just trying to jumpstart the old system.
Yeah, man. Let him be this, like, right, do sure. too little.
Well, I'm saying, you could eat more and... you know, not
he does,
do
you don't feel tired or like fucked up from no. it, right? So keep doing it. Yeah. If you feel good,
I mean, on days where I have to, like, these are days where I'm not working out and I don't have shit to do.
Yeah.
So, and I'll plan it while I eat right before I have to do something so that I have that energy. But, like, I'm just about to go drive in the fucking car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. But when I'm working out, I eat a little more. Or when I have, like, a show, I'll eat a meal right before the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does suck, though, to be hungry as fuck and be like...
That's the problem. If you were eating enough calories, you wouldn't be hungry as fuck. And you can eat, you just eat a little bit less than you need to, and you lose weight steadily, and that's, like, a sustainable lifestyle change. You don't, like, completely overshoot the mark, spend all your time fucking hungry, and then burn yourself out after 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good point.
We'll see, man. Who knows, you know? I'm probably going to level out again soon, but...
Dude, you're changing your lifestyle. You should be
changing the culture.
Yeah, shock the system.
For the culture.
That's right, dude.
For the culture.
I'm just trusting the process, man.
Trust the process.
I'm going to get a couple extra inches of dick.
But also don't
And by the way, my dick's been working like a charm. Not like a... Okay, maybe not like a charm. But it's been, it's been working without the aid
like
of...
Like a Lucky Charm. Filled with sugar and soft.
No, before like the milk. A Lucky Charm before the milk. Nice and stiff.
Whenever it's around, there's a bunch of kids screaming around.
There's an Irish man who's trying to keep your...
Yeah, he keeps touching
to
me. Yeah, he keeps...
Oh, keep it going, Sammy. Please. Would you please keep it up? You're driving me crazy.
No one touches me, Sammy.
Stars and horseshoes, clovers and stuffed dick, pots of golden rainbows, and the red balloons.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Just a little fucking tan, uncircumcised fucking dick in there.
This is weird, like, sort of brown,
is it
purplish
Alf?
Triangle.
Is Alf the new Lucky Charm?
Is that supposed to be Alf? What is it? Is it like the turd emoji?
The chicken nugget? That's so weird.
Fuck. Heart stars and horseshoes. Clovers and stuff's dick. Lots of golden rainbows.
That's really good.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, we have fun on this show.
It's a fun show.
Just a couple boys.
So, Evan, you do extremely accurate voices.
I do some.
Which Nick, is what you do good ones, too.
Yeah, but I can never get anybody perfect. I can only approximate people, which is why I would never do voices on stage.
No, you would...
I'm what you would call a hobbyist.
It's still hard if you can do them perfect. It's still hard to do.
Who's your most perfect one?
I personally think Skeletor. That's who.
Yeah, I love Skeletor.
He man.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Stavros has a soft dick.
Hey, what the fuck? What the fuck, Skeletor?
Oh, I know, right? It's fucked up. Skeletor, stop, man.
Skeletor.
He
man.
It's like me and Mateo started watching He-Man like a couple years ago, and
didn't
I just
start jacking off to that.
Yeah, the abs,
the muscles. Yeah,
I love the cartoon off. Muscles.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great show, and like it's a horrible show. It's one of the worst shows of all time. But Skeletor is just the best because
he's clearly gay.
Gay. He's a gay man, and he's like the only person like actually like acting in the show.
He
like hates everybody that works for him.
It's great.
Everybody's bad. Everybody's dumb that works around him.
What about Skeletor beating off? You know?
Yeah.
What about that?
What if Skeletor
was... What do you think that might sound like?
You set me up like a morning radio show.
Yeah, how about Skeletor is the president of the United States?
You're listening to Bob Stephen Fagg.
What if Skeletor had a masturbation problem?
What does He-Man sound like? Just, hello.
Hello, He-Man.
Skeletor.
I don't really know.
Get my cock out of your mouth.
The narrator's great. The songs are great. Narrator, you know, he's just like, because the opening theme song is like, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Right. I just think that guy's great. He sounds like a rich guy getting blown.
That's good.
You know? He's a good he's
ooh,
a good
that's what you want out of your narrator.
You want him to sound like a rich guy getting
velvety
blown.
Velvety pipes.
Dude. Yeah.
But you can tell he's getting his knob just slobbed off.
Totally, bro.
Just 3 feet below.
That's the only way to do voice acting. I do a lot of these auditions.
You're getting blown.
You're getting
you
blown or you're sucking somebody's dick.
Oh, yeah.
If somehow in the times when I'm sucking somebody's cock while I'm doing the audition, that's when I happen to get the callback.
Yep. Yeah.
And interesting. I think it helps your voice somehow. It makes you more talented.
Interesting.
Have you seen, actually, I forget the guy's name. He's one of the best in the biz, but he does it swordfish style every time. Like in the movie Swordfish, where Hugh Jackman he has to hack while he's getting
Halle Berry
his dick
blowing
sucked.
Him in that scene?
I think it's Halle Berry sucking his dick. No, I think it's just some Russian.
Yeah,
some
woman. Oh, is it?
Some woman, yeah. Yeah. But you do see her tits in that movie, I'm pretty sure.
You do.
Yeah,
you see
Halle Berry's tits, yeah. That's how they sold the movie.
I used to download a screen, like a screen grab of that scene and jack off to it.
100%.
On Kazaa. Just say it would take, it would take literally 45 minutes for the picture to download.
And then what's the movie with Pierce Brosnan where he's
the Tailor
an art
of Panama.
Thief? No, he's an art thief.
The Tailor of
Thomas Crown Affair.
Thomas Crown Affair, you see her tits too.
Really?
I think
Hallie's?
No, that's Rene Russo.
How about, how about the insane Thomas Crown Posse?
Oh. Nice, dude.
Stealing like fucking the painting of dogs playing poker. Yeah. And like fucking Bob Marley
Blacklights. How about dogs
replacing it with a picture of Hatchet Man?
Dogs playing Joker, and it's a bunch of dogs sitting around.
Joker, baby. There you go, bro.
They keep licking it off themselves.
Right. I got these scars. Yeah. That's fucking
sick. That'd be cool if you did that to your pit bull, Joker makeup pit bull.
My dog kind of looks like.
We could breed Joker. We could breed dogs to look. Have Joker
dogs?
Makeup.
Yeah.
If you could breed Joker makeup pit bulls, you would be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. No. There's a thing, dude. There's a thing. I got to look it up.
What?
Like a grooming competition where you do like crazy, like you dye your dog's hair and they look like. You do like artwork on the side of the dog. Like there was one where I saw where they made a dog into a dolphin.
Nice.
I'll find it for you guys right now.
Okay, but if you could breed them.
I don't know if you could breed them, but yeah.
Yeah, imagine.
Imagine.
Everyone. In the fighting pits, you
that
get
should
a
be,
Joker
when
dog.
We finally are okay with genetic modifications of animals. Because the French made a goldfish that's made out of actual gold.
What?
Yeah. It has, instead of iron deposits in its blood, it has gold deposits. And but what it made what happened is then the fish became too heavy and they just sink and die.
Well, that's pretty cool, actually. Yeah, so this is a poodle.
You could have just made that up right now as an improv.
No,
and that would have made
completely. They made another goldfish. It looked like the French flag.
Wow.
Yeah, so that one died too.
Oh, what was it? White?
So it's a poodle with animals.
I've seen that.
Animal's head from the Muppets and then Miss Piggy on his ass. And then Gonzo for a tail.
You see?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That is pretty cool. If you're gay.
If you're gay, that's the coolest. Like right now, I can't see quite how that's the coolest.
Yeah, I but can't either. It seems like animals.
You
I'm
seem
like
to
half
really
gay.
Like
yeah.
it, though.
Yeah. That's cool. I love it. I come on here, this is three times, and we try to do voices, but then we end up just getting back to dogs.
Did we try to do voices last time?
That's I think it's like the goal every time, but it's so
whatever,
lame.
Man.
It's so lame to just set it up. Like a radio show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but that's like. But this is a radio show. First
this
of all,
is, hey,
I consider myself a professional broadcaster.
When that's followed by uproarious laughter.
No,
like,
that's
you know.
Me as well. I do too. That's kind of how we every day after we record, we sit back, we listen, we take notes on every fucking episode.
Hell yeah.
And
bro.
Then we listen to 5 hours of
then
classic
we go,
Stern.
Then we go down to the racetracks and bet on ponies.
Yeah, that's right. We put on our polyester, our checkered suits.
Oh, yeah.
We do should they, get some suits like that and go
the
to the
place,
track.
What's the place by the airport?
Aqueduct.
The Aqueduct. Yeah. We should go there sometime.
It starts up soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
after
April
Memorial
to,
Day?
Oh, wait, we missed it already.
Really?
Yes. It's past April.
April to what? It's still May.
Yeah. No, it's done.
Really?
It's done. It's like a week?
Yeah, it's only like a month.
What about the Belmont Stakes?
There's a casino there, too. Like something.
The Aqueduct? I think Meadowlands has ponies, too.
Let's go to the ponies.
Yeah.
The pony
I'm trying to see some horses.
I would go bet
let's
on
leave
ponies.
Like, let's lose
hear your
like six
James Gandolfini.
I don't know if I have a James.
Okay. James Gandolfini. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
That's
I don't
not
think
not
so. It's
yeah,
not.
Yeah,
no.
It's not there.
That was, I almost went into Don Corleone.
Yeah.
You just set me up for the ones I can't do.
Yeah. Do your Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
Now, you have pretty much perfect Joe Biden. who's that to just walk in?
Obama! Obama, I love you!
Is that Joe Biden?
Really impeccable,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
I mean, it is probably
whoa,
the perfect
the
Joe.
What, guys, you hear that?
Yeah.
Well, oh, my God.
Here I am.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Me. It's Joe Biden. Everybody,
everybody
it's
Joe.
It's me, Joe Biden.
My name's Joe Biden.
I'm Joe Biden. My name's Joe Biden.
Hey, Joe Biden.
I can do one.
You do
it.
A perfectly good impression. This is probably the best impression I've ever heard of a mentally disabled person.
You waiting in line at the drive-thru? Who they got behind the window? A mental retard. I think that goes a little something. Yeah. Here's your order. Yeah, of course, you got to check the bag. Make sure they didn't fuck it up. Yeah, everything's right. I guess everything came out okay. And you holding up the line because you don't trust retards. My man talking about, can you please move your car forward?
That's good.
Woo wee. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Is that Wanda Sykes?
That's Wanda Sykes.
That's Wanda.
The thing is,
that's
like,
Joe Biden.
Cat Williams could do that bit and make it the funniest thing you've ever
heard.
He's
so funny. Oh,
he's
God,
like
dude.
The best fucking comic, dude.
Yeah.
He could do a bit.
He came out. He talked about Nashville for 20 minutes.
No, not Nashville.
What was it?
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You ain't never been to Jacksonville. I'm here for the first time. I feel like I'm in the hood.
And he's just saying stuff that he clearly says at every show.
Yeah, he's just crushing.
Yeah, he's just like, he's like, the weather, oh my God. And he's like, you say that everywhere you go. You said that in Montana a couple weeks ago.
The bit where he does the act out of white.
Everywhere has weather.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everywhere is outside.
All these motherfucking clouds out this motherfucker.
Yeah. I would love to see Tom Myers in Jacksonville, Florida doing Maryland material.
I can't wait until Tom Myers steals material from Cat Williams. And he's like, motherfucker, I can't. It's too cold outside.
Michael Jackson definitely touched those kids.
Yeah. He's stealing.
I have silk ceilings in my bedroom because the bitches like it. And Michael Jackson has a theme park. What does that tell you about Michael Jackson?
That is such a great bit, dude.
It's so good. The way he just talks about shit, man. Yeah. He's like, you just up in a tree, you like, don't you love trees? He's like, we got jobs, Michael. And he's sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Before he comes out.
It's like Shaq.
It's crazy.
Do you remember Shaq would get fouled like a minute into the game? He'd already be dripping with sweat. Yeah. Cat Williams is so close to that.
Cat is losing it up there, man.
He gives so much.
About
white people voting for Trump, like they got a secret.
Yeah, but it ain't lying.
So good.
Well, you know what? Go watch it. We don't need to do every bit.
I'm not going to just do his bits.
We could. Yeah. Why don't we just pull up on Netflix, play it into the mic?
We should just play the you know.
Yeah.
It's like 40 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my man getting a little gum. Don't eat gum.
I'm happy to see him like working, dude. You know? I mean, he was losing it there.
He got beat up by a little boy.
He did all kinds. He was hanging out with Suge Knight. He raised hell in a Target at one point. Yeah, 2014 Suge Knight.
That's a tough Suge
Knight.
Bad
Suge Knight to be hanging out with.
What's Suge Knight doing now?
He's in jail.
I would call it prison.
Yeah, he is in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ran over a guy with his car or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty dope.
Pretty cool movie.
Way to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Cat is he did like address it. Like he was like, you guys say 16. That was a big kid. He's like, that kid was 27. There you go. Stavros just farted.
That was a 9-year-old boy. And Cat Williams is 5'1".
Yeah.
Him just riding on that little fucking scooter was great with his perm all
so
sweaty.
Good.
Salute to a true warrior, man. Cat Williams.
Yeah. He is
hard
a warrior,
dick champion.
Man. Hard dick champion. Yeah. Dude. His dick stays hard. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of his draw. They come for the hard dick.
I think he does a Viagra bit. In the new
special.
He does.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he made me fuck my wife in that. Because, at the end, he's like, you got to fuck. And I was like, man, he's right. Black comedians will make you fuck. They'll make you wash your asshole and fuck your lady.
You do an impeccable impression of your wife coming. Let's hear that. Just gun noises going on. You got two pistols.
Start screaming.
Oy, Dios mío.
Guy pops
God
out
damn.
Of my pillow.
I love your La Cucaracha so much. I love your beautiful La Cucaracha.
Mexican for pussy.
La Cucaracha.
I sing like the drunk mouse from Looney Tunes.
Your in-laws are Mexican?
Yeah.
That'd be weird if they weren't.
We were doing all this and they're Chinese.
Oh, no. We wouldn't miss it if they were Chinese. Believe you me.
Oh, why you marry? Why you marry a black guy?
Like, Evan's white. They're like, where is he? We can't see. We don't know what he looked like.
We don't know what you look like.
Yeah, we don't know. Are we your parents? She's like, I don't know. I can't see you.
There's an intruder in my house.
Well, we can tell because he's the only one without his shoes on. The rest of us have our shoes off. That's how we know we're supposed to be in.
I just lost my Nike endorsements.
Yeah, Nikes. Shoes so good, even Chinese people don't take them off when they go inside.
Oh shit!
That'd be a great commercial.
Well, yeah.
Just some extremely fucking Chinese people going to their house made out of paper. One of them's like, "Oh, do not take off my Jordans." They're like boom with a gong, and then it's the sunrise over China, and it's like changing cultures that have been around for thousands of years.
Jeremy Lin.
Nice, dude.
Perfect athlete.
Perfect tag.
You said an Asian name.
Wow. You fucking really elevated that one, Adam.
If you need an athlete, you were
like, Ying Yang.
Yao Ming.
Excellent. Stinger on that killer foot, dude. Oh my God. We gotta keep
dude, we were up. Looking for a closer, man. Fucking dismount.
Blah, that's you. Yao Ming.
Yao Ming.
Chopsticks. Sideways. People use chopsticks.
10 guys and a dragon. Well, that is a good idea for Sheehan.
Damn, brother.
So.
Ooh.
So what else is it going on?
We're just trying to find other ways into voices.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Evan, you do a really good.
Now you do a perfect Joey Pants.
I don't even know who that is.
Joe Pantoliano.
Oh.
She was a horror.
She was a whore. First of all.
Tone. She was a horror.
Horror. Oh, the horror. It's just Tom. Her apocalypse now.
I could get him, but he just sounds like me doing that voice.
That's true. He does. He does.
Yeah. He has the same voice. He just has an accent.
Yeah, and it feels like he's faking it sometimes.
Yeah. Tom.
Tom.
You know Chaz Palminteri has a steakhouse?
I want to be somebody important.
Yeah. It's named Chaz Palminteri.
It's called Chaz Palminteri Steakhouse.
An actor. Yeah, it's just my voice with a Jersey accent.
Yeah, so you know that, man. Congratulations.
I don't want to remember nothing.
Nothing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Evan, I heard Matrix. You do a great rendition of the entire play, The Jersey Boys.
You better than anybody's ever fucking done it, man.
Yeah, whoa, Jersey Boys over here. Mamma mia.
Ay, Dios mio.
Yeah, whoa.
We're in Jersey, boys.
Hey, where'd you get those kinky boots? Whoa, what is he wearing over here? Yeah, I've been to Broadway before.
I actually don't like the boots. They make me lace miserable.
What the hell is this? It's a bunch of cats. What we got in over here?
That's great, man.
We've all seen Jersey Boys.
Yeah, I love Jersey Boys.
Dude, I fucking love Broadway, man. Broadway's fucking dope, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we can never see Cats while on Ecstasy because it closed in December.
I know, that sucks.
What?
I kept wanting to go. I kept asking the boys.
No, yeah. My plan was to see the Gloria Estefan musical on cocaine.
I can't do cocaine.
Now you can't do cocaine.
Cocaine at a play. That would be so not fun.
It's not a play. It's a musical. You're encouraged to get up, dance.
Start singing. Go on stage. Bring your own microphone. You're encouraged. PA system.
They want you to turn arrested. The beat around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck the dick, I'm gay.
Yeah, if I did cocaine in fuck a play or movie, I'd leave after 10 minutes and
100%.
Just go do more cocaine.
Yeah. I've done cocaine in a movie before. 300, nice. I was on cocaine.
Ooh, were you just ready to fight?
Yeah, man. I hated it. I mean, the movie isn't happening if you're on cocaine. Like,
yeah,
you're just, you know, you're in your head.
I went high.
Thinking about small business plans.
Yeah. Hey, is that popcorn?
What is that? What is that? Dude? Is that popcorn?
Yeah. It looked like it. That's what I'm asking. Yeah, amazing.
Oh man.
Yeah, you're so sincere. Oh, it sucks. Mm-hmm.
Excellent tag.
What's the dumbest thing?
I wasn't tagging.
What's the dumbest thing you've done on cocaine?
Dude, buying that snake was dumb. Buying the snake is really stupid.
You bought a snake?
Yeah.
Damn.
I bought a snake. I went half on a snake with a guy.
Well, you can cut them in half and they both sides.
Like a starfish.
They sprout a new head. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was a snake in my yard growing up. It was copperhead, and we fucking chopped its head off with a hoe. Nice. And all these baby snakes slithered out of the neck.
It was pregnant?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's wild, bro. That's fucked up. One of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Holy
shit. Good thing you didn't do that on cocaine.
Yeah.
Would have had a heart attack and died, dude.
Yeah. That's probably where the fucking the seven-headed motherfucking hydra comes from. Somebody chopped the fucking head off.
In Greece.
Yeah, like 4,000 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And they saw that shit.
Of a garden snake?
Yeah. Chopped the head off a snake. Maybe a bigger snake. Two more appear. Yeah, holy shit, dude. That is less mind-blowing than I'm treating it. Yeah. But well, it blew my mind.
A lot of mythical animals come from, like, people just not knowing what the fuck hippos were.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, elephants, man. An elephant skull. People thought that was a cyclops because it has this big gape where the tusk is, and they thought that was a big eye, and they thought that it was a fucking cyclops. Dude.
Interesting.
Have you ever seen where people like try and draw like there's like old maps of like Africa or some shit, and they like draw a line, and it just looks like a fucking dog.
Yeah.
No one knows how to fucking. Wow. No one actually knows what any of that shit looks like. Also, it's so weird when you look at an old ass painting, and they just didn't know how to draw animals or babies.
Or women.
Yeah, babies, like, dude. That's
babies
weird you
like
say that.
Little fucked up guys.
Yeah. Or women. They'd use male models and then put tits on them.
Which is hot, if you ask me.
That's sexy, dude. Yeah.
So they would just draw you.
Babies is like a fact, though. That's like a thing. Like, Mateo, we went to the Met, and he was telling me that he learned it in, like, art school.
It's so
they
weird.
They didn't know how to fucking draw babies.
Like, how do
little
you
little tiny
not
adults.
Know?
Like, little Benjamin Buttons in
they're
every
so,
fucking
yeah,
painting.
It's
they're everywhere.
It's crazy.
You're so good at art. You're fucking... And also, it's like... Paint the shit they're using for paint is like cranberries and shit they mix with oils and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like you can figure that out. You can draw this fucking majestic fucking painting, but you just can't figure out a
fat
ass
baby with
baby.
A goatee. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
It's fucked up, brother, if you ask me.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nick?
Jeremy Lin, you know?
Jeremy?
I thought that was a good tag.
The force is strong.
Yeah, the force is strong.
Coke makes you sincere, man.
Yeah. It makes me too sincere.
Suck the dick, I'm gay.
Yeah, I wish there was... I'm trying to remember, because you did some pretty good voices in that video.
I mean, you know, there was like Stone Cold, Alan Rickman...
Oh yeah,
was one I did.
Alan Rickman. That was
Mr. Popo.
Mr. Popo.
Harry, let Mr. me Mr. suck Mr. your Mr. fucking Mr. dick, you little bitch.
We have a guest on the show. Allow him to do that.
No, man, it's so much better.
Oh yeah, we
it's
can
better
also
for us all to just do it at the same time.
Wow.
You know?
First
Nick,
of all, Adam, you don't do any.
The
voices.
Host with the most. I do a lot of voices, actually.
Do one.
And you did
do
admit
one.
That
do
my
one,
Stone.
Dude.
I don't want to do my Stone Cold because Evan's here and he's the guest. Allow him to do his.
I don't have an ego about it.
Me, I was doing.
No, that's not true. You
get
stole it from me. You
no.
And you said you admitted
you
I did a better Stone Cold than you.
Let's hear it.
You've admitted it multiple times.
Okay, Stone Cold off. I'm the judge.
Stone Cold off.
Yeah. Adam, you go first.
And you don't get to do my jokes.
That's true. You
I'm
only
not,
do.
Yeah, you gotta
do
have your own jokes too.
Yeah. You only do dick. I'll dick you down.
Yeah, which is my Stone Cold thing.
We were playing a time.
I was doing. Why don't you come down here in the ring and dick me down?
Dick me down.
Why don't you come dick me down
we
in the ring?
We were playing a time.
I was doing it, and then from that point on, anytime Stone Cold comes up,
that's not
you
true.
Do he the dick right me down that. Thing.
No, because the joke actually comes from Longmont Potion Castle. Was with the joke is oil me up, oil me down. And we were playing Catan with Jake and Blake. No. And you said.
When did this
you
happen?
We were at
like, literally
Blake's
5 years ago. Yeah. We're playing it, Dan. Listen to
the
Stone Cold podcast, and I was
dude,
I just
Stone
kept
Cold
saying,
like, is
"Why don't you
amazing.
Come down here and dick me down? Why don't you get down the ring and dick me off?
Yeah, dick
good,
me up, dick
cold.
Me down.
Okay,
yeah,
so
dick me off, dick me down. That's what I said. Dicking down hoes is an expression that's been around.
Of course it is.
You're trying
you
want to
go into
you
try
and say, oh no, you took it from Longmont Potion Castle.
Well, no,
because
I'm not saying you took it from Longmont Potion Castle.
How about this? Neither of you says dick me down.
Okay.
Okay, try it.
I already did it. I said, dick me down. There's my stone cold. You heard
me. No, you just said, dick me down in your own voice.
No, he did it earlier, but I'm saying, Nick, because here's what I'm saying. For you, I would take this. I feel like you can think on your feet faster than Adam to do a second.
Yeah, that's
stone
true.
Cold
I'm
joke.
Very slow on my feet.
So we will
one
give
of the slowest.
We will give Adam, claiming he has the best stone cold, you have to go first because you're talking shit. Mm-hmm. Then we're going Nick. Then Evan will bring us home as the challenger, the guest challenger. Mm-hmm.
Evans is better, though.
Evans is professional.
Fine. I'm going to rank them on 1-3. So go ahead. Okay.
When did we decide you're the judge?
Because I can't do Stone Cold.
No. You're still mad at me from earlier in the week when we proved I was taller than you.
We are the same height.
Oh, but hold on. Adam was the judge. So
I think that...
Maybe you want to get back at Adam.
Don't politic this.
I'm not politicking. I'm an objective
observer. I'm talking
observer.
To Nick. I'm not talking to
go
you.
Go ahead, Adam.
I'm saying that
Evan,
the judge...
can you do Michael Shannon?
No,
not really. I have to hear him for a
come
second.
Come on, Adam.
I've been trying to do Michael Shannon.
I'm gonna check
for a
on
long
my potatoes.
Time.
That's actually good.
It's close, but it's not all the way there.
you went away from it. The first sentence was good, though.
No, it's something like this.
Yeah.
He's somewhere in there.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
He gets a little into something else.
Does it?
You like we're seeing there.
Is that?
Does it? I got a new dog and I don't love her.
Deb got a fucking dog. Yeah, I got two dogs.
Yeah, Deb
one's
had
name,
a heart.
One's name's Deb and the other's something.
All right,
let me hear
Stone
Cold, man.
Stop. You ready?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. What should I say?
It's you, man. You gotta go
I just
on
have
with
to
it.
Say my own
it
thing.
Didn't have to be some Stone Cold
Personally, I think saying Jeremy Lin at the end of that joke was very funny. I think that Adam is an integral part of the dynamic of the three of these boys. I'm happy to have him here. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, so that's something like that. Yeah, that's the bottom line.
That's not a bad mix of Stone Cold and George W. Bush.
Thank you.
Okay, disqualified for gay shit said.
No, it's not gay.
Falsest,
that was
for
fine.
Dude,
it was
Stone Cold lying. Go
it was
ahead.
Good effort.
He wasn't
good
lying.
Was I already effort. Went. I did the dick.
No,
Nick.
That was a terrible riff. Terrible.
I think mine was better.
All right. Slightly. Evan?
I think it was the worst riff I ever heard in my life, and I'm going to whoop your ass, you some bitch, backwards.
I love when he has a podcast in his very first episode. He has to, like, explain to his listeners what a podcast is.
Oh, yeah. Like, basically, I'm going to be sitting here talking out of my mouth. You're going to be sitting wherever you're at, whether that be on a radio or through your phone, and I'm just going to be talking ideas. And, you know, you can stream it online. You can do
what you want. He broke down, like, laws in Florida. And, like, listening to him break down laws, he was like, because in Florida, you have to, if somebody comes in your home, you can kill them.
Castle doctrine.
But you have
stand
to be
stand your ground.
Castle
yeah,
doctrine.
Exactly.
It's
you
castle
have to,
doctrine. It's not standing.
You have
ground.
To be in a corner facing them. They have to be facing you. Like if you shoot them in the back, like you're fucked. But if they're facing you and they're coming towards you and you're in a corner, you can kill them.
Whoa.
And
he was
like, so basically, they got to be facing you unless that some bitch trying to whip your ass backwards.
I want to hear him break down every law.
Yeah. If the girl's older than 16 years old.
There you go. It got better.
Well, I'm just doing your. I can do other people's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Once an impression's broken, it's done. If you've heard of somebody
still,
else.
Still, people can't. Some people can't
if,
do it.
If somebody
I can't
else,
do it.
If somebody else has done an impression, it doesn't count. That's why you go for Joey Pants. You go for Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
You try and break new ground.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan Rickman's been done a long time ago. Yeah.
Right, Mr. Potter.
Mr. McClellan.
Superman, why don't you cut down here and dick me down? Kal-El is one thing I want. It's your dick in my mouth.
Is that...
That's Michael Shannon.
Oh, that
that's a good
like
Michael
Denzel.
Shannon.
Denzel.
It's General Zod,
that was Denzel,
dude.
No,
was you knew Kal-El.
Yeah, that
you
sounded like Denzel.
That's like that's
yeah,
knowledge. That's nerd knowledge, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Do King Kong ain't got shit on me?
As Michael Shannon.
Is
he in King Kong? That I'll tell you what.
That's
if you
training
have, if you've got a big monkey, you know, you fuck it. I don't know what country you're from, but here in America, we fuck our giant apes.
That's pretty good.
That
it becomes
like
a little like
a
JFK.
Denzel,
but I've
almost.
Never heard Michael Shannon speak, so
okay,
I think it's
well,
Denzel.
Well, then don't. You like fucking big monkeys, Jake?
Yeah, see, it's just
you know what,
the same.
You know what gorilla cum tastes like, Jake? It tastes like Pine Sol, Jake.
That's what I call getting wet.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay, so
do the tags are fucking
Evan
sick.
Wins.
Thanks, bro.
Evan obviously wins. Evan second wins. Place.
Second place.
Second
goes
place is the real battle.
Nick,
you fucking cocksucker.
Because you said he was taller than me, bitch, and he's not.
No,
we're the
that
same
you just
fucking,
let his fucking electioneering.
Fucking,
no,
we're
no,
the same
you let,
fucking height.
No,
you guys
no, no,
are
no,
same
no, no,
fucking
no,
height.
No, 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 no.
He has
taller?
More hair.
I'm a little taller.
He has hair.
You're a little taller.
He has hair. The hair throws it off.
I'm taller than you, my friends, and he's a half inch taller than you.
I'm 5'8", Stops 5'7".
I am 5'7 3/4.
I just want to remark quarter that Nick tall. Made that comment no. before the competition.
I had this in my back pocket the whole time.
No, he was the puppeteer. He was no. the puller of strings.
He's first
you
of all,
allowed him to be the puller
first of all,
of strings.
His shit is just
that.
Better.
I'll accept
his,
that.
His thing is actually better, but more
no,
so.
No, I prefer it that I'm my pocket rebellion. Yeah.
No, you allowed him to electioneer.
But more so.
Before we had the competition.
No,
this is tainted. I'm taking this to the
because without Dick Me Down. Without Dick Me Down, your
you know
stone
what else
cold was nothing.
Tainted this glass of cum I have here. Superman's cum. That's his weakness. You mix his cum with kryptonite and he can't stand it.
It's
cigarette.
Nicotine. Cigarette. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Jewel.
Puff it?
Yeah, yeah. Rip it, dude.
Puff it, dude. Puff it like it's my ass.
What was who did Michael Shannon play in that movie?
That's a longer drag, dude.
He played
who did Michael Shannon play in
he
what?
He played Lex Luthor.
He played he's
some guy
General
from his
Zod.
Planet. General Zod. General Zod.
I never
that's
saw
General
it.
Zod of Israel. Come from the country of Israel to destroy Superman.
Oh yeah, congrats Israel on your new war.
Yeah, Israel is now bombing Syria.
Yeah.
And I as General Zod in charge of it approve of this bombing.
Is that in the Zack Snyder Superman? Is that the one?
Yeah, Man
it's
of
the Brian
Steel.
Singer yeah. Superman.
I heard it was like one of the worst movies ever.
No.
What's
you thought it was
what's
good?
It's not the worst movie ever.
Man of Steel is Brian Singer, right?
No,
it's Zack Snyder.
Man of Steel is Zack Snyder. That was the start of the current DCEU, which is DC Entertainment Universe or some shit. They try to copy like MCU.
I saw Justice League in the theaters and it sucked dick.
Yeah, it's bad.
Real what
bad.
Is this? Some sort of League of Justice?
Nice.
That's what he said. What did we got here? A bunch of League guys doing justice with each other?
Yeah, it sucks how much the DC movies suck dick.
I actually like Batman vs. Superman. I like it. I know it's not great, but it's
but they're all
it's,
bad.
It is at least its own thing. It's like darker and like there are consequences and stuff. And it has this kind of its own style. But
you saw Avengers, you liked it?
I loved it.
Avengers rocked.
I haven't loved seen it, no. it, dude.
Avengers rocked my cock.
It was amazing. I rocked my cock off. I don't have a cock anymore. It was great.
I don't think my girlfriend wants to see it with me. I might go.
She doesn't want to see it?
No, she just likes film, you know?
Yeah.
You can see it with some guys that you hook up with.
She likes watching videos that other guys send her.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Kind of like first person.
That's
immersive.
Your friend, dude.
Adam's
she's
like, what are you touching
too.
Yourself to? She's like, film.
Yeah.
Yeah watching film.
I'm going to go watch film.
You're right, she is my friend. I care about portraying her faithfully on the show. There's one of Stav's impressions. Adam's girlfriend masturbated.
No,
that,
I was.
That really upset me the other day.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
I know Stav's referencing something.
I literally wasn't, but
You're referencing.
Well, now we know exactly.
No. I'm just making an obvious joke about your girlfriend beating off the film. Dick. Stroking
guys,
videos.
If you're listening, Adam was upset about something. Dig into it. Find out more. It's on you. It's your job to find out what he's upset about.
His girlfriend got digged down.
Yeah, that's true.
Walked in on her masturbating.
I also fucked her. I'm Snape. I fucked her
Anne
with
McClane
my wand.
Put our cocks in her vagina.
Auga.
Auga.
Damn. Definitely she got fucked by somebody else.
Oh, my God.
Why? What's the problem?
It's fine for you to say this, but then he's fucking nothing.
It's fine for everybody.
Somebody, I was like some fans talking
losers.
Shit.
Don't say that, man. You only make them stronger.
Yeah, dude. They're going to come after you now, dude. Yeah.
By showing that you care.
Just make fun of me.
You
make
literally
me.
Said that really bothered me the other day.
Why would you give them that, dude?
Just to hear the machines, you know? The machines? Anyway.
Well, can't wait to eat these potatoes. They're pretty much done.
So yeah. Happy Mother's Day. How's your mom doing?
Oh, damn.
Damn, that's harsh. Well, Adam's about to join the club.
Oh, oh no, on, dude. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry, man.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Luckily, this that is brutal, man. Yeah, yeah.
Premium episode.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I
can't hear this. Somebody's about to get dicked down. 6 feet
She's
down.
She's going to get dicked down for the last time. Oh, the well, ultimate dick down.
And she stepped out.
Nick's mom is in town, actually. I got an appointment with her. Dick yeah. appointment. Yeah.
You dig her form. Down, bro?
Yeah, we're going to have two calculators. Hers is going to say 25,000 and mine's going to say 6 million. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a whole conversation. and then it's going to end up in some hot sex.
Oh, that's good.
Just with like reading glasses on, going over the numbers. Yeah.
Adam's There's getting no pegged. It's many. Not real. It's not real.
No, of course. Yeah. I was referencing Nick's mom inserting a plastic penis into my
proving
ass.
The Holocaust.
I'm convinced.
Yeah. I'm going to take my potatoes out of the oven.
Right. Get them potatoes.
Yeah.
All right, big we done boy. Here?
What's that?
Nothing. Let's go longer.
Yeah, we're having a good time. We've finished our contractually obligated time. But
yeah, I'm going to skip the gym if you guys are hungry after.
You're
going to
skip
enough.
The gym?
I don't think I have enough time, man.
Oh, well, if you got to go to the gym.
No, don't worry about it.
No, man. Trust me. This podcast will never
No.
I'll tell you this much.
I think I have time anyway.
I'm not skipping the gym.
Yeah.
For sure.
You should go to Nick's gym with him.
Oh, shit. I do have to finish that packet, though, by 6.
Oh, the roast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to wrap that up. So,
maybe all right, should we end the show?
Yeah, we should call it.
What a good time,
buddy.
Thank you, Evan.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeremy Lin.
And Billy.
The whole Asian community. Yeah. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah. Well, who's thanking me? Who is that?
I can't Jeremy Lin?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is that point guard Jeremy Lin?
Yeah. Guys, please mail Adam... jerseys of Jeremy Lin from now on.
I would love that.
The name on the back says Dick Down.
I just think it was so funny that Sandra Oh was in that movie Sideways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hilarious.
About her pussy.
Yeah. That's good.
That was
good.
One of the first stand-up bits.
Yeah. That's good. That's very good.
You were like, that idea hit you and you were like, I know what I want to do with my life. It's like when fucking the apple hit Newton on the fucking head. That was Nick's sideways pussy joke. Yeah, he was like, yep.
Now's your eureka moment.
Uh-huh. It was your defining moment, dude.
Yeah. All right. Well,
bye, guys. Everybody.